Everybody wants to talk about what AI can build. I'm a lot more interested in what gets cut, what gets exposed, and who gets paged when it goes sideways. Because once you get past the demos, that's where the real story starts. Hey, I'm Brian Teller. I work in DevOps and SRE, and I run Teller's Tech. This is Ship It Weekly, where I filter the noise and focus on what actually changes how we run infrastructure and own reliability. Show notes and links are on shipitweekly.fm. If the show's been useful, follow it wherever you listen. Ratings help way more than they should. If you want more signal between episodes, check out oncallbrief.com. Got five main stories today, then the lightning round, and we'll wrap with the human closer. First, a follow-up to that Block layoff story, because the AI angle is starting to look a whole lot messier than the original headline. Then, Meta buying Moltbook, which sounds ridiculous until you look at what it says about the agent story and the security problems already showing up around it. After that, Atlassian is making a pretty similar workforce move. Then, GitHub gave one of the more honest breakdowns I've seen lately of what actually went wrong in a real platform outage. And finally, one AI story that actually feels grounded, with Claude helping Mozilla find real Firefox bugs. Let's start with Block. Because we talked about the original headline before, and the follow-up makes that story a lot more interesting. When Block announced the cuts, the broad framing was basically that AI changed what it means to build and run a company. And to be fair, Jack Dorsey really did say that. In Block's Q4 2025 shareholder letter, he said the company was going from over 10,000 people to just under 6,000, and that intelligence tools have changed what it means to build and run a company. He also said Block believed a much smaller team using those tools could do more and do it better. The thing that makes this more interesting is that the same shareholder letter also says 2025 was a strong year, with Q4 gross profit at $2.87 billion, up 24% year over year. So this was not framed like emergency surgery. It was framed like a strategic AI native reset. Now, some of the follow-up reporting is catching up to that framing. The Guardian talked to current and former Block workers who basically said, yeah, AI can help in some places, but no, it cannot just replace large chunks of the actual work, especially in areas that need judgment, strategy, domain context, or any kind of regulated decision making. That's the part I think matters for listeners. I don't think the right take here is AI is fake. That's lazy. The better take is that executives are starting to use AI as the language for explaining changes that are also about headcount, efficiency, investor expectations, and management philosophy. And those are not the same thing. From an ops angle, this is the question I'd ask leadership every single time. If output is supposed to go up because of AI, what exactly is scaling the safety net? Because more generated output plus fewer humans does not magically equal better operations. It usually means thinner on call, less tribal knowledge, fewer reviewers, and more pressure on the systems that are supposed to catch bad changes before customers do. Small fast teams are great. I like small fast teams. But small fast teams only work if the breaks are real. Do this Monday. If your company is in the AI productivity mode, look at the guardrails like they actually matter. Is rollback clean? Are deploy approvals matched to risk? Are you tracking on-call pain, MTTR, and pages per week while headcount shifts around? Because if leadership says velocity is going up, but the human metrics get uglier, that tells you a lot faster than the slide deck will. That's why this feels like more than just a layoff story. Now on to Meta and Moltbook. On the surface, this sounds like internet nonsense. Meta bought a social network for AI agents. Okay, weird. But once you get past how absurd that sounds, it is actually a pretty useful signal. Reuters and AP both reported that Meta is acquiring Moltbook and bringing its co-founders, Matt and Ben, into Meta's AI efforts. Moltbook is basically a Reddit-like place where AI agents post, comment, and interact with each other. So Meta is not buying a normal social network here. It's buying a piece of infrastructure around agent-to-agent interaction. And that would already be interesting on its own, but the security context is what makes this a real op story. Wiz disclosed in February that Moltbook had an exposed database that revealed private messages, user emails, and around 1.5 million API keys. Reuters separately reported the issue was fixed after disclosure. So the bigger lesson is not just haha weird AI bot town got hacked. The lesson is that agent ecosystems are showing up before identity, trust, permissions, and blast radius controls are actually mature. This is the part I'd hit on the mic. If agents are going to do anything meaningful on behalf of users or companies, then identity stops being a product detail and becomes a control plane problem. Who is the agent? What can it do? What secrets can it touch? What instructions can influence it? What logs exist when it does something dumb? Moltbook is a goofy story, but it's also kind of a preview of the actual mess we're walking into. And that's part of why the Atlassian story matters too, because now this starts to feel less isolated. Atlassian is where this starts to feel less like a one-off. Atlassian said on March 11th that it is cutting about 10% of its workforce, roughly 1,600 employees. In its own announcement, the company said it wants to self-fund more investment in AI and enterprise, move faster, and adopt the fact that AI is changing the skills and roles it needs. The phrasing is softer than blocks. Atlassian is not saying AI replaces people, but they are very clearly saying that AI changes the shape of the company, and that headcount decisions are following from that. That matters, because once you have multiple large tech companies making moves like this in a short window, it starts to look less like one eccentric CEO and more like a real executive playbook. AI is now getting used to not just sell tools, but to justify restructuring. And maybe in some cases, that'll be right. Maybe some teams really do get more leverage. But I think it's way too early to pretend most orgs have actually re-architected their workflows, controls, and incentives well enough to deserve the headcount assumptions they are making. So from the DevOps and SRE seat, the question is pretty blunt. Are we redesigning the operating model too, or just the org chart? Because if you cut staff and say AI makes everyone faster, but you don't also tighten ownership, change management, release boundaries, and service accountability, then what you really did was also increase ambiguity and call it strategy. That's not transformation. That's debt with nicer branding. All right, enough org chart AI talk for a second. Back to regular infrastructure pain, GitHub. GitHub published a pretty candid post on March 11th about the recent availability issues. They called out three major incidents on February 2nd, February 9th, and March 5th, and said the core problems were rapid load growth, architectural coupling that let localized failures cascade, and weak ability to shed load from misbehaving clients. For GitHub Actions specifically, the February 2nd hosted runner outage was caused by a loss of telemetry that led security policies to get applied to backend storage accounts, which then blocked access to critical VM metadata. And on March 5th, one of the Actions incidents involved a Redis failover problem that left a cluster without a writable primary. Honestly, I like this story because it feels real. This is not a fluffy, we take reliability seriously post. This is GitHub saying, yeah, growth plus coupling plus not enough load shedding discipline can absolutely hurt you, even when you are GitHub. They also said 12.5% of GitHub traffic is now being served from Azure Central US, and they are aiming for 50% by July as part of a broader resilience push. So there is real architectural movement happening behind the scenes, not just PR language. And I think this is a nice grounding story for the whole episode. While leadership teams are talking about AI changing everything, the pager is still going off for the usual reasons. Cascading dependencies, failover assumptions that don't hold, misbehaving clients, operational blind spots, load growth outrunning architecture. That stuff did not go away. If anything, the faster the rest of the industry moves, the more punishing those fundamentals become. Do this Monday. Pick one critical internal platform you own and ask a very boring question. What's our equivalent of GitHub's coupling problem? Where would one localized failure spread further than it should? And if one client or one workload goes bad, can you actually protect the rest of the system? Or are you just hoping rate limits and dashboards save you? And to balance that out, here's one AI story that actually feels practical. This one comes from Anthropic and Mozilla. Anthropic published that Claude Opus 4.6 found 22 Firefox vulnerabilities over the course of 2 weeks. And Mozilla said those reports were real enough and actionable enough that fixes shipped in Firefox 1.4.8. Anthropic said 14 of the findings were high severity. Mozilla's own write-up said the bug reports were useful because they included minimal test cases that Firefox engineers could reproduce and validate quickly. That's important because a lot of the AI security chatter still collapses under contact with reality. This one didn't. This is where I think the current value story for AI is more credible. Bug hunting, security triage, review assistance, broader coverage, faster surfacing of things humans still need to validate. That feels a lot more real to me right now than giant sweeping claims that you can just wipe out huge chunks of a company because the models got better. Anthropic also published a separate labor market report last week saying they found no measurable unemployment impact yet in the most AI-exposed occupations. Though there is tentative evidence that hiring into those roles has slowed a bit for workers aged 22 to 25. That's a useful reality check. The labor story is still messy and early, even while the tolling story is clearly moving fast. Do this Monday. If your team is evaluating AI for security work, start in suggestion mode, not autonomy mode. Let it find stuff. Let it propose patches. But keep human approval, audit trails, and normal review pressure in place. Treat it like CI, not magic. If it is opening PRs, touching code, or influencing release flow, it needs the same boundaries you would expect from any overconfident junior engineer with way too much access. All right, a few quick ones before we wrap. AWS announced that policy in Bedrock Agent Core is now generally available. The reason I like this story is simple. It lets teams define centralized controls for agent tool interactions outside the agent code itself, with natural language authoring that converts to CEDAR. That is a very loud signal that even AWS knows agent behavior needs externalized policy and governance, not just trust the prompt. Cloudflare dropped its 2026 threat report. And the interesting frame there is attacker measure of effectiveness. Their point is basically that attackers are optimizing for throughput and results, not elegance, and they are increasingly abusing trusted platforms and cloud tooling to get there. That fits the broader theme of the episode really well. The future attack surface is not just malware in a zip file. It's automation, trust chains, and systems that look normal until they really don't. GitHub added native Dependabot support for pre-commit hooks, which is a smaller story, but honestly, a nice one for teams that care about supply chain hygiene and don't want pre-commit configs quietly rotting in repos forever. It is one of those changes that won't get a huge headline, but it will save some teams from carrying stale tooling longer than they realize. And AWS also added stateful MCP server support in Bedrock Agent Core runtime. That matters because it makes the agent stack more real, more persistent, and more likely to move into production-shaped workflows instead of toy demos. Dedicated session micro VMs, session context, progress notifications, multi-turn elicitation. This stuff is getting infrastructure now, not just hype. So what's the takeaway from all of this? I think the cleanest takeaway here is that AI is no longer just a feature story. It's a workforce story, a governance story, a security story, and a reliability story all at once. Block and Atlassian show how quickly executives are willing to turn AI into staffing logic. Meta buying Moltbook shows how fast people are trying to build the agent layer before the trust model is really settled. GitHub is the reminder that even with all of that noise, the real operational pain still comes from the very normal systems problems. And Anthropic plus Mozilla is the reminder that some of this stuff really is useful right now, just not always in the laziest version of the story. So the job is still the same. Don't get hypnotized by the loudest framing. Figure out where the value is real, where the risk is moving, and what controls you owe the humans who still have to clean up the mess when one of these bets goes sideways. Guardrails still matter. Ownership still matters. Reliability still matters. All right, that's it for this week of Ship It Weekly. Quick recap. Block's AI layoff story is getting messier. Meta buying Moltbook. Atlassian making the same kind of move in a different voice. GitHub explaining the outages. And Claude actually helping find real Firefox bugs. Links and show notes are on shipitweekly.fm. You can also find the video versions on YouTube. And if you want the DevOps news before the show, check out oncallbrief.com. If this episode was useful, follow or subscribe wherever you listen. And send it to the person on your team who keeps hearing AI will make us faster while nobody wants to talk about what that means for safety, staffing, or reliability. I'm Brian, and I'll see you next week.